Blog Talk Radio.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." The devil opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings, and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in, and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Ready to dog bite, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, will you don't fight, no child, no."
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Rocky and the Gons podcast. My name is Raquel Okiai, and my co-host is Efren Gonzalez, the third. Hey, Efren.
How are you, Raquel? How is everyone doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
All right.
Not too bad. I have an announcement to make before you go into the Gons report. We have been very lucky, fortunate to go ahead and go back into working under the umbrella of World Integrity News Network when under yes. Bobby Biesinger, and he's agreed to sponsor a tier, and we are going to be News Without Filters. We'll be producing those programs on the tier. So I just want to say, like, welcome back, Efren. Because we did a popular show, Imploding the Illusion, with Bobby Biesinger on Friday nights, if you remember.
Yes.
So it's great news. So I'm very excited about that moving forward, and we have a lot of good programming coming up, and I just ask everybody follow the Facebook page, WIN, World Integrity News Network, and also News Without Filters, and you'll be kept up to date with our new programming. So what's going on with you? How's the weather in New York? It's been chilly, very, very chilly here in Florida.
Well, we just had a nor'easter. We've had a lot of people in New York, the Westchester, the tri-state area. We had a lot of people out of electricity. They are still, since we're going on now, about close to 11 days now. The first nor'easter took out a lot of power, and then we had another storm this past Tuesday. So it's been over a week now, give or take a day, where even with Superstorm Sandy, we did have people that were out of electricity for about 9 to 14, 15 days, but many people are saying, Raquel, that they didn't see the type of destruction with the trees and the electrical lines the way that they saw it. I mean, poles just completely came down. It wasn't just like the top of it. That storm was wicked. People are lucky to be alive, and that's the most important thing. But I'll tell you what, Raquel, that was one crazy storm. And then it snowed while it started to rain, and then it turned to snow, and then it went back to rain, and it was, you really couldn't move around in the city, and it was even worse outside of the city. I mean, we have a lot of friends that listen to the show that are in Westchester and upstate. They got the brunt of that too. It was incredible. So, Mother Nature will strike. So we don't, we got to be careful. And the tree that went down, one in New Jersey, Raquel, where an 11-year-old boy died, because the tree, when it went to the house, it went right over to his bedroom, and that was heartbreaking.
Oh, that's very unfortunate.
That's why.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And,
terrible
anywhere
thing.
In the United States
Shocking.
Of America, if there's a storm or whatever, and if you have any doubts, Raquel, we cover the whole United States and even beyond, with people who listen, even with our podcast rebroadcast when we have it. People just have to be very careful whenever you're in doubt and there's a tree and you think it might come down. Don't put your children, or don't sleep in those rooms that are next to that tree. You know, if you have to, you're going to have to bunk somewhere else in the house. But, that was a heartbreaking story. And people are being very careful here in the Bronx, I can tell you that, with a windy day. It was pretty windy today in the afternoon. And so, they can still come down. Even after the storm is gone, they can still come down, because it's hard to keep up with trees. But, boy, Raquel. And you've been through it with hurricanes.
Yeah, stay safe.
In Florida. So you got to stay safe. Yeah. So,
definitely.
The way that it's going with the country right now, a lot of debate over the gun control, and also the Mueller investigation, which takes another spin, because the Trump administration, which basically had said that there were issues with the way that the Department of Justice was running and overseeing Mueller, it's not, we're finding out now that it is far more crazier than people would think. They're even now looking at General Flynn has to sell his house, because he got caught up in all of that stuff. But now I think that eventually that's going to lead to a presidential pardon, because everything that was within the past, where it was a dossier that was created, but, it was horrible that whole thing took place, because now we're starting to see that innocent people, they're being sucked into it now. The president and Congress now, while they're grappling with this issue in with gun control, they are making progress in terms of, you know, talking. But then what you have on the flip side here is that the Department of Justice is making an assertion with the Attorney General that they may need another special counsel to investigate what's been going on. And, you know, Raquel, as we've been watching all of that, and, you know, through the months, everything that came out with that WEA and everything that came out after that was, it was pretty shocking that no one is being, is paying for it. We found out that there was illegal surveillance by, you know, when the Obama administration was investigating Trump. And now we're finding out, and it's coming out, that some members of NSA, they're resigning. So that's a clear sign that this may actually start to turn out to be like that Watergate that I was mentioning before. It's worse. And now people are, you know, they're, let's just say that heads are rolling. You know, the media is downplaying it, but we don't get our news from the mainstream media. It's coming out in terms of the way that press releases are being put out. And it's even looking at the State Department under the watch with John Kerry, that it's actually still going on. So even though people were saying that this was, you know, an illusion by the Trump administration, no, there are actually people inside the government that are still working to attack and promote elements of what the DNC and what the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign had intended to do all along. And now there's talk that, and this is the problem, Raquel, there's talk now that former President Barack Obama is going to get a deal with Netflix. Okay, and him being put in the spotlight, Raquel, really now people have to wonder, what is the reasoning behind all of that? If it's to just draw attention away from President Trump, at the end of the day, that diversion actually hurts our government. And that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing that they want to get people's eyes away from what is going on in the government. They really don't even want to give any credit to President Trump. I mean, if President Trump makes a mistake, he makes a mistake just like every other president. But they want to really rub in, and I don't think a former president should be on Netflix promoting himself or anything once he gets out of office. I mean, if he had done this 10 years from now, nobody would have said anything. But it's just an ulterior motive, and it's just something that we've been dealing with, Raquel, and it's crazy. So,
Efrain, we're having a little bit of, like, technical difficulties. I kind of made a mistake when I started the program tonight. Probably did it in a rush. And haste makes waste. But we have 90 seconds. Yeah, we're going to restart because we have the capability to just restart the program live. And I'm going to ask the listeners just call in, same number, same place, just call back in about 5 minutes. That's 60 seconds. Okay. I really apologize. Just like, oh, what a pain. Haste makes waste is the lesson learned. I remember that phrase from my, like, fourth grade teacher, Sister Rose Florence used to say that. That's where I learned. I never forgot it. She used to say it all the time. Haste makes waste. Don't rush. And I know I rushed through creating the program. But it is going to end. And just ask the listeners to call back. Same number, same place, same link. Actually, it'll be a different link. But it's the same call-in number, 646-787-38. 10 seconds. Okay, thanks, everybody. We'll be right back. Actually, you know what? I think we go into overtime as it works out. But I suppose I'll see. Efren, you still there? No. Okay. End episode.